We're going to hear more this morning from those who'd like to nudge President Obama's administration a bit to the left. Yesterday, we met an activist pressing Democrats not to negotiate away too much on health care or climate change.
In 4 years, people are going to judge this president on whether he was able to deliver real change.
That's Justin Rubin of MoveOn.org. This morning, we'll hear from a longtime member of Congress. Gerald Nadler represents a district in New York City, parts of Brooklyn and Manhattan. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Do you hear from people in your district who think the president isn't going far enough?
Oh, sure.
How do they express that?
I think most people understand that this president has accomplished a lot, and this Congress has accomplished a lot in a short period of time, but that there are some things that remain to be desired. For instance, on health care, people are very concerned that the president has supported the public option on health care. The leadership of the Democratic House has. The Senate's a little more ambivalent. And people are insistent that there be a public option on health care. A lot of people would prefer, as I would, a single-payer system, but that's not, unfortunately, on the table. But at least to make sure that there's a public option, and people are a little leery whether the administration is going to press that hard enough, and I'm beginning to think it will. There's also criticism of the president, some criticism, I should say, that his economic policies aren't bold enough, that the stimulus bill should have been much bigger. I thought so. And finally, the other criticism I hear in some parts of the district is that it's good that the president has reversed the Bush policy and we're not going to torture people anymore. But on the other hand, the administration hasn't expressed itself on issues like state secrets.
On that last issue, I should mention that's an issue where you have differed with the Obama administration because the president has indicated that he'd like to move on from the past, not do a lot of investigations of things that happened.
Well, that's a separate issue. I was going to come to that.
Okay.
That's the question of investigating illegal actions on the part of the government in the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal actions in violating the FISA Act by warrantless wiretapping or going further. Illegal actions in terms of torturing people or kidnapping them and so forth, which were clearly illegal. Now, the president has indicated that we should look forward, not backward. Any president is going to be tempted by that, but I think it's important to reestablish the rule of law and to make sure that people in the future who are tempted to violate the law in the name of the higher good, in their opinion, realize that you can't do that.
And you felt that I cut you off a bit there on state secrets.
Well, state secrets is a different issue. It's as important or more important, but it's a different issue. And this issue is, we'll start back one step. If the government violates your rights in any way, it breaks into your house and seizes your papers, it kidnaps you, it tortures you, whatever, what are your remedies? There's an old maxim in law that says there's no right without a remedy. We have the Bill of Rights, but if the government violates your rights, what are your remedies? Well, your main remedy is you can sue the government. But if, once you file the lawsuit, the government can come into court and simply move to dismiss the case on the grounds that hearing the case, just trying the case, will necessitate the revelation of state secrets, and sight unseen, the court will grant that motion, then there is no remedy.
I was talking the other day with an acquaintance whose politics might be described as progressive or liberal, certainly someone who voted for Obama. He was disappointed with a bunch of the issues that you mentioned, hearing disappointment from your constituents about, and even added another one that he felt that the climate change legislation that has passed the House doesn't go nearly far enough. And he summed it all up by saying, this is not the president that I voted for.
I think on climate change, certainly that's not fair. On climate change, the president pushed a very good bill. The bill we passed was not nearly as good a bill, although I voted for it. It was not nearly as good a bill as the one the president pursued. But, you know, you have to get 218 votes. And we passed as strong a bill as they could assemble a coalition for.
Well, as you make the sausage, so to speak, is there a significant enough pool of liberal discontent out there that you think the White House is going to have a problem with it at some point?
No. No, I don't. I mean, well, depending what happens in the future, if the White House does not press for a good public option in the health insurance bill, which it is doing now, but if it were to reverse course, if it keeps going in the wrong direction on state secrets, if it presses a preventive detention bill of some sort, then, yeah, there'll be more liberal discontent. So I think, you know, the administration has been in office for all of 5 months at this point. You have to realize that. It's not as if the Bush administration is ancient history. It's 5 months ago. And I mean, a lot will determine what happens the next year and a half, obviously, as with any administration.
Congressman Gerald Nadler is a Democrat from New York City. Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.